Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Midwest Meltdown. It is your boy, Zach.
It's Josh. Today's episode is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today and become a member to be immediately connected with advertisers that fit your audience. Go to podgo.co at podgo.co and do not forget to tell them that the Midwest Meltdown sent you.
Dude, we took a little bit of a week off. A little week off. Time to recoup, regenerate.
Waiting on a new guest.
We are. We got a few guests in the works. Pretty excited, actually. We're you know, like I said, messaging people, kind of getting things going, getting things arranged and scheduled going.
I gotta tell you that.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I gotta say this to you. Because I keep forgetting and I don't want to do it when you say it. Next time we have a guest, please stop saying that we're trying to get out there and be more social.
Oh, okay.
Because you've said it four times now and we've done it.
Well,
we did it already.
Aren't always social. Me, on the other hand, I am very social.
That's not really addressing what I'm saying, but no, that is true. But
okay.
Like our last guest, which was like our fourth or fifth guest, you're like, you know, we're trying to get out there, and I'm like, dude, we're out there.
It's like cadence, man. Like, you know, I practice it, and it's just that's just what's in the repertoire of sayings. Like, it's just like it comes up.
Oh, gotta
say it.
I know.
Comes up, gotta say it.
But I have to say something else too.
Oh my God. All right.
I know.
This is Zach Punishment Hour, everybody. This is what we've been waiting a week for. Here we go.
No, this has nothing to do with you.
Oh.
I received some feedback from our audience that I sounded a little lackluster on our last episode.
Did you? From who?
Most politely. Morgan and Lucas.
Oh.
And they're like, dude, like, Morgan was like, were you crabby when you recorded? And I'm like, I don't know, probably. And Lucas said that too, and he's like, I was laughing my ass off because I was being so negative when you were bringing stuff up. Well, the reason was it had nothing to do with Zach, and I really wasn't even crabby. Well, the thing was, we were talking, the whole episode was about the PlayStation showcase and announcements. Mm-hmm. It's the reality is I don't care anymore, but we felt like we had to cover it because we talk about video games.
Sure.
But like, I am 28 years old. I've lived through a lot of video game announcements from conferences and all this stuff, and just the sheer disappointment that usually comes following announcements. Like, I just do not care about what people or what companies say they're going to do and all this other bullshit. So like, when we're talking about it, I'm just like, I don't care. Like,
well, I see
they've lied and disappointed fans, like, in my experience, at least 15 years. So,
well, and I know what you mean. I think now, as we've gotten like you were just saying, as we've gone through life and as we've seen now, like, different announcements, different people telling stuff, I think for us, the excitement comes when the game's actually out. Like, once we can actually play the game and then see it for ourselves and play it and see how it flows, that's when we then either get more excitement or less, obviously, depending on how good or bad it is. And then we talk further. Like, once we get PS5s, once we play Deathloop or like GTA 6 actually comes out, or Elder Scrolls 6 finally comes out and we actually play it, then it'll be like, okay, now we're excited, now we have something to talk about. Like, the announcements, like you said, are just like, yeah, all right, well, we've heard this, yeah, great new game, wow, yeah, but play is really great, wow, yeah, okay, cool.
Exactly. It's just like, dude, like, I don't care.
No, I get you. Well, getting right back onto the announcements from gaming developers. With that being said,
yeah, lay it on me.
All
let's
right,
do this first because I am way more excited for the second half of the show.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, so first of all, folks, I just want to make it very clear, today's topics, minus the first portion of what we just did, we are talking first little half here about announcements from Nintendo that recently happened. Pretty excited for it. I guess we'll kind of, you know, see what happens. And then the second half, we will be given a spoiler alert. We are talking Free Guy, starring Mr. Ryan Reynolds. So if you don't want any interest in either of those two topics, get the fuck out right now. So without further ado, we're jumping right into Nintendo. Gaming developer announcements that Josh just got done saying that he's fucking sick of.
All right, here we go. Raw reactions from me. Go ahead.
Okay, well, first, not really video game release, but they've released the Super Mario movie cast.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were going to talk about. Yes. Okay, now I'm excited. Now I'm excited again.
So we'll get into the we'll end on the more iffy stuff, because we're going to transition right into
it. Let's talk about the stupid stuff first.
Oh, stupid stuff? Okay. Well, the only real stupid thing, I guess, that I wanted to bring up was Nintendo Switch Online has released a new membership plan with expanded benefits coming. So the again, I don't know what pricing is for this, so if anybody knows what it is, let us know. But basically, with this new membership package, you'll be able to have access to, what is this, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9
Who do Nintendo, we appreciate?
Nine Nintendo 64 games, including Mario 64, Mario Kart, Zelda, Mario Tennis. And then you'll also have access to what I believe are 14... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Yeah, 14 Sega Genesis games, which actually look pretty dope. And then you'll also be given the ability to buy for the Switch wireless N64 and Sega Genesis controllers to play with.
Well, would you look at that?
I mean, that actually sounds pretty cool. I mean, again, it's other than that, like, it's again, typical Nintendo shit where they just keep trying to recycle stuff. Like, fine, we get it.
Yeah, they're really, really bought in on that strategy, aren't they?
Oh, that's that is what I mean. If you look at all the new games, or the quote new games that they're releasing, it's like another Kirby game, another I don't know Mario game. Like it's again, if that's what they if that's what people love, I like I'm Nintendo, but I'm not diehard Nintendo. If you're a diehard Nintendo fan, yeah, you eat this shit up all day long, and you're gonna run with it. I do like the inclusion of now bringing back N64 and Sega Genesis games. I think that's amazing. But now it's kind of like, okay, you use that card now. So now you got to be careful and keep using
it. Okay, you did that.
Like, now you've done something pretty cool. Now you got to set the bar. Now you got to keep raising it. But yeah, so yeah, so I think that's pretty cool. So now let's get into, Josh, I'll let you go first, of your thoughts on the Super Mario Brothers cast. All voice actors announced. I mean, starting off, Chris Pratt as Mario himself.
So, I mean, the overall thing is like, all right, why don't you go ahead and read off the whole cast so we can just talk about the whole thing.
All right, we've got Chris Pratt, Anya as Taylor. As Mario. Anya Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach. Charlie Day as Luigi. Jack Black as, I believe, Bowser, right?
Yep.
Keegan-Michael Key as Toad. Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. And then I have four other names on here, but I don't know who they play. I have Fred Armisen. Who does he play? Or who is he voiced?
Oh, I didn't even know he was in the movie.
There's four other names. So I have this list here. I have four other names, but I don't have who they're playing. Fred Armisen.
He's in Saturday Night Live.
Okay, that's what I thought. Kevin Michael Richardson. I don't know who that is. Sebastian Maniscalco.
I don't know him.
Charles Martinet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who that is either. But I mean, yeah, let's just hit the big one first. Mario being voiced by Chris Pratt.
So here's the thing. Just to set it up, it's an animated movie, which is just so it's not like we're putting on Chris Pratt and other people in here.
Thank God.
Well, yeah, because I mean, that would be weird.
We've tried the live action Mario, did not pan out.
Yeah. So the thing is, like, people are getting upset. They're like, Chris Pratt's such a dumb pick. Like, okay, really quick, take a step back. What are you upset about? You're upset about the casting of an animated Mario movie. Like, relax.
Are you going to pull out a Aaron Rodgers quote here?
I honestly might. Because it's just like, they're like, oh, it's so dumb. I'm like, what do you want? Like, do you want, like, the guy who voiced Mario and really only gave, like, I don't know, 7 to 8 different lines of dialogue for the entire franchise? Like, do you want that, like, caricaturized Italian guy voice? Like, just let it be a Mario movie. You know what I mean? Like, fucking A.
I mean,
that's my reaction to it.
I wouldn't say, I mean, again, I understand what you're referencing. I don't think I've overreacted that much. I just, again, it's either going to be really good or really bad. I really don't think there's going to be any in between here. I did see a post from his Instagram when he talked about it, and how he actually, what did he do? He stole a quarter out of a fountain in a mall so he can go play Mario in the arcade. And then doing that got him to fall in love with Mario. And then fast forward to where we're at now in the present, that kind of then piqued his interest to then, when he got asked to voice Mario, to then do it. So he's like, sorry to whoever threw that in there and didn't have their wish come true. But he did say, he's like, we have been working on the voice, not going to do it now, but just be prepared.
And that, and that's the thing. It's going to be fine.
Okay. I'll give you Chris Pratt, Mario, fine. Anya Nicole, or sorry, is it Anya Taylor? What the fuck's her name? Why am I drawing a blank? Anya Taylor Joy. Anya Taylor Joy. She was actually the girl from Wit, The Witch.
I know.
Okay. I didn't know if you knew who that was.
She's also in The Queen's Gambit, I believe, right?
She is the main character. Have you watched that, by the way?
No, I just know about it.
Pretty good show, not gonna lie. Like, if you get a chance to watch it, pretty solid. Okay. Only the 8 episodes, I think, or whatever it is. Anyway, her as Princess Peach. Her voice acting, I guess, I could see her doing it, whatever. Charlie Day, though, as Luigi.
I'm so excited. Dude, okay, so, like, my initial reactions to everyone, I guess because you asked me for that and I didn't give it, are fucking relax. And two, I think this movie's going to be funny as hell. Charlie Day is Luigi and Keegan-Michael Key is Toad. Physically, obviously very different from Toad because I think Toad is, like, a foot and a half tall and Keegan-Michael Key's super tall. So it's a good thing it's animated, but I hope Toad has a lot of speaking lines because if you know me, you know I love Key and Peele a lot. Yep. So it's going to be funny.
You know, now that you say that, I hope just as a spoof for like the DVD extras or something, they'll make a live action of all the actual actors like standing there interacting with each other with like a little costume on.
I can just see him like bouncing around and yelling and stuff. Like
Keegan Michael Key.
He is so funny.
Stupid ass mushroom on his head. just running around.
So funny.
Oh, that would be fucking hilarious. So him as Toad, Jack Black as Bowser.
Okay. I think that's appropriate.
I think that's pretty appropriate. I think honestly, that's the only one I looked at right out of the gate and was like, yeah, all right. Like he can do like Jack Black can do multiple voices, different tones, different pitches. So yeah, I think that's
perfect. Oh, I mean, yeah, he clearly has vocal talent. So
Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. Okay.
Oh, that's what like, it was. That one was a little weird.
I guess the deeper voice.
Yeah. Sure.
You guys just want to smoke some bananas? No. No, DK. We told you. You cannot smoke a banana. Trust me. You can.
Yeah, that one was strange, but whatever.
That one, again, a little strange. But again, like it's weird because... Okay, we're looking at this from the outside thinking like, all right, I guess we'll see. I really do hope, worst case scenario, they do at least attempt the voices to try and get close. Or at least just get
Donkey Kong never had a voice.
Well, no. Okay, well, that aside.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm like, Toad and Key and Michael Key don't sound anything like similar. I mean, granted, maybe he could try it, but... And Bowser never technically spoke.
What if he pulls it off? Well, Bowser just kind of has like the ha, ha, ha.
That's kind of what I mean is, like, I don't want him to try to make a Mario voice. Just do what you're going to do. Make a Mario story. Make it animated. We have voices, people, you know, a lot of people who've done voice work. Like, Chris Pratt's done Lego Movie. Jack Black, obviously, has done the video game that I can't think of that he was in. And he's, you know, a musician and all this other shit. Mm-hmm. So, just do it. Like, just do it however you want to do it. And stop expecting to play the video game. Because, like I said with all the other, like I said with many other things, if you're expecting the video game, go fucking play the video game.
You know, now that I think about it, you know what I'd be totally cool with? If Keegan-Michael Key comes into frame, Toad comes waddling in, and he just jumps and he does that, and then all of a sudden he goes, all right, what the fuck, guys? Like, what are we doing here? And he just goes into, like, his normal voice.
I don't think he's going to say what the fuck, guys.
Okay, not the fuck, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, if he, like, just attempted it, sucked, and he, like, coughed or something, and then he was like, all right.
Yahoo!
Yeah. Yahoo! All right, well, now that that's over. And he just gets right into it. That I'd be all right with.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Do you see what I mean? Just make a Mario movie and
as long as every character can at least hit that voice, like for an iconic, like scream or yell at least once. Fine.
Whatever. Oh, yeah. And again, like, I don't know. People are so dumb on the internet, man. Like,
oh, yeah.
God, I'm so mad about this Chris Pratt casting in the Mario movie. Say it again out loud.
Just think, like, back when, like, for example, people were like, I don't know, if they were pissed at, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger being cast for Terminator, like, how you would have to argue then, sending, like, letters in the mail.
Well, no, then you just did it with your friends and it was over with. And usually, because they're your friends, you came to an agreement and you were face-to-face. Now you're on the internet. You're never going to see these people. And we obviously witnessed the bravado people have standing behind a screen with saying,
and it's new people coming in then. then you have somebody who didn't even have a voice before in the conversation jump in out of nowhere. They give their opinion. You're like, oh my God, where did you fucking come from?
And now all of a sudden they're sending personal attacks about something totally unrelated. Yeah, that's the internet.
What's the joke in Family Guy where it's
comments range from messages of support to other racial comments directed at others who have chose to comment. Yeah,
it's true. Literally, like, what it is, it's though.
Accurate.
It, unfortunately, it is. All right, so I think that's coming out in a year. I think, right? I think it's 22.
December 22.
Yes, yeah, so in about a year. Okay.
Yep. Okay, so I'm gonna do an ad read. It's going to take approximately 45 seconds. Ooh. And you have that entire time to contemplate whether or not you want to listen to us talk about Free Guy. So,
just so you know, your spoiler is coming in right about now.
This portion of the episode is presented by Jerky Pro, the official jerky of esports and winners of the 2017-2018 National Jerky of the Year Award. Jerky Pro was founded in 2015 by military and paramilitary veterans and uses only top quality beef to make their jerky. Jerky Pro offers both regular and a more tender and super delicious shredded version of their jerky that comes in regular, teriyaki, red hot, peppered, honey glazed, and the infamous nuclear jerky made with the Carolina Reaper, habanero, and ghost peppers. Go to jerky.pro and use the code MWMJERKY in all caps to get 5% off your entire purchase and snag the best jerky in the world.
Dude, speaking of esports, everybody, don't forget to please go follow our partner teams, the Nola Flight and Jolly Roger. Expanding esports teams, they are getting right into the groove of it now with Rocket League kicking up soon. Apex, obviously. So please, please, please go show them your support. Give them a follow. Drop a like. We'd appreciate it as much as them. All right. So again, if you do not want any spoilers for the movie Free Guy,
this is your last chance.
This is your last chance. 3, 2, 1. Josh, out of 10, what do you give it?
Dude, honestly.
Yeah. Yes, I would love your honest answer.
I'm thinking, because mine. For me, when I go see a movie in the movie theater, it's always like way better than it actually is because I just love the experience.
Oh, for sure. That's why we, Teague and I, love, like, we've continued to go see movies in the theater.
Yeah, yeah.
Way better experience.
Because Morgan and I got popcorn, ices, pretzels. It was lit. I got blue icy.
I had a Bavarian pretzel pizza when I went and saw Free Guy.
That sounds like a lot.
Sorry, I was a little fancy with it, but you know, it was really fucking good, actually.
I don't know. It's so hard giving it a number because I'm going to say something and it's going to be too high and whatever. But, like, I really, really liked it.
I say 7.5 out of 10.
Oh, mine was going to be way higher than that.
That was my consent. I mean, again, do I think it was oh my God, over the top phenomenal? No. I mean, I think
I actually do, though. I mean, like,
it was good. It was really good. I think the definitely second over half an just kind of like the second half, I just kind of felt like, again, it was good. Like, it had its moments, but I just think, like, the story kind of just like, oh, all right.
I can see what you're saying, but I don't think it was that bad.
That's fair. No. That's fair.
So I guess if you are listening, but have no interest in seeing Free Guy,
are interested
in us talking about it. Free Guy is a movie about an NPC named Guy, and for now, those non-video game people, it's non-playable character, and these are just the background people that are built into a video game world, and usually just utter one or two sentences every time you pass them. They're just built in to make the world seem quote-unquote more realistic. And Guy, played by Ryan Reynolds, all of a sudden becomes sentient, if you will. And he's like, I don't want to keep doing the same thing. And it's really funny if you've played games and have interacted with NPCs, they hit every expectation on, like, the jokes you would want them to hit. And then he finds a way to become a player in the universe, quote unquote player. And then the story goes on. I mean, not really important to what we're going to talk about, but meets a person who lives in the real world, and they kind of they develop this relationship. And
in well, he meets her her player character in the game. So it's a real real world person who created a player in the game, and that's who he meets her through. If that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay. I wanted to ask you though. This is the one thing I told Teague leaving the theater that I actually thought would be a really fun talking point. Do you ever think this will actually happen?
Okay. So let me answer that with a not direct answer, but okay. I needed to say this.
Okay.
This movie, when I'm not even going to say if, when AI, artificial intelligence, officially takes over humanity, the only people that will be spared were those that wrote this movie.
Yeah.
Because it was like the best representation of artificial intelligence having, quote unquote, having a soul. And I'm pulling that from Mass Effect 3, if you recall from the conflict on Rannoch, when the Geth and the Quarians are literally about to kill each other. And Tally's like, oh my God, like, yeah, it's going to be crazy. And then Legion's like, what? Like, please don't kill us. And Tally's like, we have to. And Legion's like, do you not remember the original question, Creator Zora? And she's like, what? And he's like, does this one not have a soul? And you're like, oh my God, I'm crying. But it's like, it's they set up this whole picture for Free Guy. So quote unquote, yes, I do.
Well, I get, well, because here's the thing. So the movie, for those of you who still want more spoilers, that I've may or may not have seen it, but are just listening, basically what happened was there was this couple who wanted to create an open world game, but basically create it where the NPCs were constantly developing, basically create the first art of like AI, basically they adapted, they learned with in the video game realm. But the game was scratched, and then they believe that their idea was stolen. So the girl is actually in the game trying to find it, and then what she ends up discovering is that Guy has taken on the what they wanted to develop in creating an AI, and she figures that out. So then she's working with him in the game to try to actually like get the secrets that are basically what was it? It was proved that this game stole their idea, stole their what's the not patent, but like what's the word I'm thinking of here, Josh?
Like you're talking about like, well, it's not their engine, but it's their I mean, more or less their game engine, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Sure. Yeah. But what they did though is the boyfriend of the couple created Guy after this girl, like all the things that she likes to do and the way she is.
That's such a cool detail.
It really was actually. That was cool. So then my thought to you was that my thinking is this. Do you think it is like, I mean, I think both will happen, but wouldn't that be so dope if you're playing one day GTA, Red Dead, whatever, and some software developer just went rogue and was like, all right, guys, I'm gonna try to like do this, and he puts in his own like NPC AI, so to speak, and then this shit actually happens.
Yeah, I mean, it would. I don't. It's not unreasonable, given.
Oh, I think technology today.
Yeah,
dude, like that'd be so fucking crazy. Like, could you imagine going up to just some like, all right, well, here's the shop owner, and you walk in there, and he just fucking pulls a gun on you.
I would enjoy it. I mean
seriously, like that'd be so cool. Like,
I'm down for the chaos.
That'd be so fucking crazy, man. Like, obviously, this would have to take place open world. That'd be pretty crazy from a linear storyline thing for this to happen. But, I mean, again, I think it would also be insane if this, like, from a development standpoint, somebody didn't mean to do it and it just happened. That'd be even fucking crazier.
Right. I mean, so like I said, I do think it could happen.
This, by the way, this movie, I think, had to have spent a lot of money on.
Don't take my line.
Go ahead.
Because what I wanted to send you right after I left was, how much money did they blow on licensing for the last 10 minutes? Because it was also the last 10 minutes where they have Marvel and Star Wars. So obviously, dude,
they had Chris Evans in an actual scene.
What the shit?
he pulls the shield out. What the shit?
That was so funny. I was laughing out loud.
That, I will say, that final part there where he's fighting, dude. What's the dude? Yeah, dude. when guy's fighting dude, he pulls like the lightsaber out and he gets then they had the actual, John Williams score playing.
Yeah, they had all the music for it.
Holy Christ, dude.
They're
like, all right, guys, look, we got to just budget the final 10 minutes first. Then we'll worry about the rest of the movie.
Honestly. And then the portal gun was in there. So that was a cool.
Oh, Christ, that's right. The portal gun was in there.
Cool little cameo.
What? All the licensing that they used in the movie. Oops, hold on. Free Guy licensing. Oh, wow. Free Guy licensing costs. First thing that pops up. Free Guy, the movie, cost more than $100 million. Marketing not included.
Yeah, I believe it.
Wow. Breaks out with 25 million. Okay. How much does it cost to make Free Guy? How did Free Guy get Marvel rights? Free Guy was originally a 20th Century Fox production, but then Disney purchased Fox and most of its properties. This movie allowed the company to take back the rights. Every Marvel hero that had previously been the property of Fox. That includes Deadpool, X-Men, and the Fantastic Four. Interesting.
But anyway.
Still absolutely insane. I mean, well, I'm just trying to look up here more on what they used. But yeah, no, they used a lot. And I thought it was every moment they had of it, phenomenal.
Yeah. So I loved his best friend. I thought he was so funny. And I was so sad when he wouldn't put the sunglasses on.
Oh, the security guard?
Yeah. And he's I got you these glasses. And like, he's like, I can't. I'm like, oh, come on, man. Just do it. And then like, the movie was, it was super funny. I had a lot of like moments where I was laughing out loud. There was one moment. This was just more funny for us. Mm-hmm. But like when he goes on the date with I can't remember her name now.
The whoever the main character is.
Wait, what's her name?
I don't know. I can't remember. I honestly don't know. I don't know why.
Frick. All right. Well, she's like.
I'll look it up really quick. Just keep
talking. Yeah, look it up. Okay. So they go on the date and she thinks that they're going on a virtual date and that Guy is played by a human in the real world. But Guy is obviously just a sentient AI in the game. So she keeps making comments like, you're so funny. Like, what do you do like in the real world? And he's like, I work at the bank. And she's like, oh, okay. And then it's like, just comments like that. And then eventually at the end of the date, like it goes really well. They have a good time. And she walks away and she's like, hey, my name is Zach.
Millie.
My real name is Millie. And then he goes, and my name continues to be Guy. Because he said it like five times. And Morgan and I are like laughing, like out loud laughing. And nobody else was laughing. I looked at her. I was like, I guess only we found that funny.
So I will say this. When Teague and I watched the movie, there were multiple parts in the beginning where it was a couple next to us. And they had to have been big time gamers because there was multiple parts in the beginning that they too were also laughing horrendously out loud to. That were all, it was like all those video game little like innuendos, I guess.
I
was cracking up and they were too. So yeah, you like, if you watch this movie and you just have any basic knowledge of games, you should be able to get shit right away.
Yeah, Channing Tatum was funny.
Oh yeah, that's, oh my god, that's right, he was in that movie too. Oh my god,
yep, that part was funny.
The when he's talking but it's as the guy or the kid who's playing him.
Yeah, yep.
Just say it for my followers really quick, please. Mom, get that vacuum out of here.
That was good. Hell else? I was just going to say it. I can't remember now.
Go ahead.
I can't think of it.
Can't think of what?
What I was going to say.
Dude! Everyone sit on the edge of their seat. Wow, that's a shame. Jodie Comer is her name. The lady who plays Millie.
Fuck! Yeah. Oh, I remembered.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. So the bad guy, Antoine.
Yes.
I thought he was so funny.
Played by the amazing Taika Waititi.
Yeah. And I realized why I thought it was funny, or why I thought he was so funny, is he voices Korg from the Marvel Universe, who is Thor's like rock buddy. Like, I don't mean like rock and roll. I mean, it's like his friend that's made out of rocks. And the shit that Korg says in all the movies, it's just dumb, like one-liners. I cracks me the fuck up. And so like, and he essentially was doing it the same way when he was being Antoine. And I was like, I love this guy. I mean, I don't, but he's funny.
Right.
Like, oh, it's because that's fucking Korg. And I looked it up after and I was right.
Dude, Taika Waititi is absolutely hilarious in everything he does. You know he's making the new Star Wars trilogy, right?
He's what?
He's making the new Star Wars trilogy.
We don't need another Star Wars trilogy.
Well, he's directing it and making it, so.
I don't want it.
Well, he's doing it.
He can stop.
Well, it's done. Another movie he's in, just a little side note, is oh my god, why am I just drawing a fucking blank on the name of the movie? Oh my god, it's the
Dude, that movie is awesome.
It's the World War II movie, Jojo Rabbit. Thank you. If you haven't seen that movie yet, please go see it. Very, very funny. Taika Waititi plays Hitler.
Oh, I've seen stills of that.
Okay. Very, very, very funny. Wow, on this Wikipedia page here at the very end, it says, where am I? And received generally positive reviews from critics who praised the clever concept and compared it favorably to a combination of action video games and science fiction films such as Ready Player One, Cyberpunk 2077. Oh, okay, I misread that. That was gonna be a lot funnier than what I thought it was.
I mean, it was like all in all, super good.
Oh, absolutely. I'm telling you, yeah. If again, you don't even like, don't be hesitant if you're like, oh, I'm not a big gamer or whatever. Like, trust me, basic knowledge, all you need. You'll jump in and it's very enjoyable, very fun. Great like end of the summer type movie. Like, I thought it was very fitting.
I would have enjoyed it in any season, really.
I like at the end when Guy and the security guard are back and they're all like teaming up again and he's like, What do you want to do, guy? And he's like,
Whatever we want.
I do like when they talked about like the barista learned how to make a frappuccino. Like, she just did it, or cappuccino, sorry. Like, she didn't have any program. She just did trial and error. And she did it. Like, I can't, like, he said something too. He's like, I can't even do X or something, like, in his own life. And some computer player did that, like, made a cappuccino.
Yeah.
I thought that was really funny. But yeah. Overall, I'm trying to think that, like, I'm so pissed because there's so many. I know as soon as we're done with this episode, I'm going to be like, oh, dude, there's also this part and this part and this part. And I'm going to be very pissed because I'm kind of pissed. I don't remember more right now. Like, it's like the moments where, when he's leveling up and you get like all the big time streamers are in there too. Like, I think like Ninja makes an appearance.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. They used the real streamers an appropriate amount.
Yes, I agree. They didn't go over the top with it. It was just in those like brief, they do like little like news segments about Blue Shirt Guy taking over this very famous open world game. So like news people are picking it up and then streamers are talking about it. It's very cool. I will say once again, the one thing I always hate about movies and when they do this stuff is when people can just, sit down, boom, flip open the laptop and instantly start working. Bull fucking shit. I don't care. What like in the moments where they're they're just like either running around or like the developers need to do something really quickly and they can just their laptops just work super fast right on the spot, no problems whatsoever.
Well, bullshit. Zach, it's a movie and not a documentary.
No, dude, hey, we could be looking back in 30 years going, that was a great documentary.
Well, we couldn't because a fictional character was created
about
by an actor.
Futuristic real life scenario that just so happened to be foretold in this quote fictional movie.
Sure. So anyway,
Razer also making some pretty heavy spots in that movie too. There's a lot of really good product placement for a lot of stuff in there too. Like, I'm telling you, man, they definitely were like, all right, let's just open up everybody's pocketbook and jump right into the licensing. So we're gonna
why not?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, like go big or go home, right?
That's what I say.
But yeah, again, overall, highly recommend it. Go see it. Fun movie. Great movie. Josh, you have anything else?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure I do, like you just said, but
that's gonna be really.
I really enjoyed it.
I know as soon as we're done here, bothers me so much when this happens. This has happened so many times after we've done an episode where I'm like, I wish I would have brought up this. I never do.
That's why I haven't been talking. I'm really, really trying to think about any other things I really enjoyed.
Well, here, you keep thinking really quick. I'm going to let the people know what I'm playing right now. Okay. So I just finished the Mass Effect trilogy. All done, completely finished. So that episode of straight Mass Effect talk will be coming somewhere in the near future.
When we get off this, I'm hopefully going to go finish tonight. So
there you go. So hopefully within the next few weeks, somewhere in there, depending on guest appearances and whatnot.
Yeah, we're always prioritize guests over.
Of course. Because, you know, we're trying to be more social.
I hate you.
I have jumped back into... I've recovered, I think, long enough emotionally and physically from The Last of Us Part 2, so I'm playing that through again. I'm on permadeath mode, though, for every act, which the game developers said is roughly anywhere from 2 to 5 hours of gameplay. It makes the most basic... basic moments of the game, jumping from platform to platform, or a little cutscene where you have to just tap square 1,000 times, 100,000 times more stressful. Because if you just miss once and you fuck up, and it's like, oh well, thanks for playing, go back to the beginning of this act. Because they give you 3 options: it's either per cutscene, per act, or the whole game. Which if you do the whole fucking game, you're a psychopath. It's like 24 hours of gameplay.
Does that change any trophies you can obtain by doing act versus whole game?
No, I looked this up because I wanted to make sure. It just says complete the game on any permadeath setting.
Okay.
I did get through one of the longer acts finally. I had gotten through, it was like about 4 hours-ish. I told Josh this, and I got to like the final little like chase scene, and I hit the wrong button and died. And it was really awesome. So I had to go back through and, you know, hit all the secret areas and all that stuff. So, yeah, going through, playing that again. And I'm only playing on, like, the second hardest difficulty, too. I'm not even really playing on a hard difficulty just because, again, I want to focus on, one, surviving, two, just getting through gameplay. So going through that, and then I think Tegan and I are going to try to do a little Cat Quest 2 this weekend.
That'd be fun.
We haven't gamed in a while. Feel like I want to make sure she's not getting like rusty or anything. Maybe I'll kick her ass at Mario Party again. Who knows? We'll see. Josh, what are you playing? I know you said you're finishing up Mass Effect 3 right now. Anything else going on right now?
No, that's it. Matt and Morgan and I are playing Legos.
Well, all right. Okay. So there it is, folks. There you have it. Don't forget, please leave comments, likes. Please subscribe, follow us.
You
know, do all the cool things we know you guys are capable of doing. Meltdown Nation, we love you guys. Thanks for always sticking with us. And stick around after the show for a promo from our friends over at the Dad in a Rock podcast. Very great show. We've had a chance to go on as guests with them. So again, promo for them afterwards. And thanks again, everybody. Till next time.
Sláinte.
It's the Dad in a Rock podcast. This is Sean.
And this is Chris.
Join us every week as we give you the dad's point of view on pop culture.
And stumbling our way through fatherhood. Dad jokes.
Star Wars.
Streaming.
Tech news.
Movie news.
Listen to lifelong pals tell stories from past and present.
Cruise with us into the cheesy every week on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and other podcast platforms.
And as always, find past episodes and links to our social media pages on dadinarock.com.